Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, 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 and welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam. I'm going to go ahead and take callers on today's show with a single question per caller. Wishing everyone out there good health, love, and light, and to stay safe during this troubling time in the world. Remember, this is all about healing and coming out of this in a positive nature, in a positive way. It's all about waking up the universe around us and waking ourselves up, waking everyone up in this world to taking better care of our environment and better care of our health. So there are many things we can do for that. One thing we can do is to stay home and stay safe, so that way we can get over this epidemic that is going around in the world right now, this pandemic, and to be able to also start to lessen the amount of harm that we are doing to Mother Nature. As we have gone ahead over the years as human beings in this world, we have damaged Mother Nature to the point now where she is trying to use this opportunity, while we are all on quarantine to heal herself and to overcome the damage that has been done. We're going to bring you guys on air now. Don't forget to check out our website at merlinsstaff.com. That is merlinsstaff.com, merlinsstaff.com. That is two S's in merlinsstaff.com. Our first caller for today is area code 917. First three digits are 627. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, sure. My name is Tim. I'm calling from New York. And I guess my question is, even with all this, everything being uncertain for this wild time with the pandemic and everything, I just was calling to see what Spirit had to say regarding me. I've been working on trying to manifest some new opportunities, some insight, job, career. I've been talking to my guide before I go to sleep, set the intentions. I haven't been remembering dreams yet, but I feel like they can help me along the way, and I'm told you have to ask for assistance.
That is most certain that our dreams can really help us along the way. Communication with our guides. I'm glad to see that you're out there doing your spiritual path and trying to live that path fully and within your capability. Obviously, as well as staying safe and staying home. I do see that manifestation is taking place over the next couple of months for you. Everything is coming in quite nicely. Your abilities, even with manifestation as well as communication with your guides, will begin to unfold more and more over these next couple of months. I want you to pay attention to the little signs that are out there, because sometimes that's how our guides will talk to us, whether it be through synchronistic numbers or certain types of symbolism that you would recognize and would mean something to you.
Okay, got it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our next caller today is area code 551. First three digits are 404. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is T, and I'm calling from New York today. I wanted to know, what did you see for my career with relocation?
Okay. Well, welcome, T, to the show. I believe you're a first-time caller. Is that correct?
I've called a long time ago.
Oh, okay, wonderful. All right, relocation and career, is that correct? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
Okay. I've got an all clear green light on that, so I'm feeling like it's going to be a very good thing for you. Right now, it's just a little bit of a slow procedure forward because of what's going on in the world. My best suggestion right now is to stay positive, to stay in that form of manifestation, knowing what you need will be provided. Unfortunately, the elements of what you need, like the specific details right now, are not quite formed yet. Okay. So what's happening is that the universal energy out there in the physical plane is kind of interfering with everyone, especially when it comes to moving or doing something different with our lives that would require a traveling type situation, especially with career. But I do see this unfolding, and I see this unfolding positive for you. I know it's going to be within this year. It could be a lot sooner than later. I'm feeling like you already have an opportunity on the table. Is that correct?
Yes, I wanted to know if it was more so West Coast or Southwest of
Southwest
the.
is what I'm getting for you.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's what I needed to know.
All right, no problem. Thank you. You have a great evening.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller is 917. First three digits are 538. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yeah, hello, Adam. This is Carla. Do you see anything positive happening? I just requested to be going to another department in the place where I work, and I wanted to make sure it's being taken seriously. And what do
Of
you
course.
see for me moving forward in this?
Okay, I do see a positive on that. I see that it is going to be taken seriously. However, I feel that you have not been taken so seriously in the past. I feel that you have had some troubles trying to get recognized for your value and worth of the work that you do. I don't feel that's going to continue to be the case. I feel that there is a breakthrough in this, and I feel that you've been doing a lot of prayers towards this. Is that correct?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, wonderful. So know that those prayers will be answered, but go into this with positive thought and positive mind. Know that
Okay.
you have to also go into this with confidence and speak freely. I'm not going to say to go ahead and use the F-bomb or like the F-word or to use foul language or be abrasive about it, but don't hold back your self-truth. Don't hold back that truth when it comes to work. Okay, you must communicate clearly and freely so that way you continue to be heard.
Yeah, to do what I need to do freely. What did you say freely? You're breaking up.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. What I'm saying is to communicate clearly in your workplace. Don't hold back, but don't be abrasive or mean about it either. Okay?
No. Yeah, thank you. Thank
Okay.
you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes, I will do that.
No problem. Have a great night and stay healthy. All right, it looks like we do have one more caller in the queue. That caller is 520-234. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller by area code 520. First three digits are 234. You're live and on air. All right. Thank you. But thank you for calling in and listening to today's show. I know it was a very short show today. A lot of people out there right now are struggling, and we're all trying to get our bearings and understand what's going on. Keep yourselves informed the best you can, but don't just trust one resource or another. There's a lot of confusing information out there right now as to what is going on. But stay safe. Make sure you wash your hands regularly. Make sure you're cautious about where you're going or what kind of environment you may put yourself in. Trust that spirit has you. We pray for the world right now that the healing may take place for Mother Earth as well as our individual selves. We pray that we're able to gain the wisdom to take better care of our environment. We pray, O dear universe and dear God, we pray, O dear spirit, great spirit, to help us find this wisdom, to help us find this safety, to guide us and to protect us from the harm that is out there in the world today, especially with this epidemic going around and the COVID-19. Please, dear spirit, please, dear great God, look after those that are really in great need. Please look after those that are homeless and have no shelter, as they will also need this protection the most. And please provide food to those that do not have food or shelter. Please provide shelter to those that do not have shelter. And dear Lord, look out for those in this world that don't have what they need. And please provide wisdom and gratitude to everyone. Oh, dear Lord, please help us see that gratitude and that wisdom for everything we do have already, and to use what we have to help others that are less fortunate than ourselves, not as some kind of charity, but more as the real heart of the universe and your heart, dear Lord. Your heart is so vast and so pure, and you just care so much about everyone and all of creation. And we want to only reflect that, dear Lord, for you are pure, non-judgmental, and you are supreme. You are the highest of high. And we call to you, O Lord, and we call to you because you are nothing but unconditional love and support. Amen. We wish you all out there namaste, love, light, and good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.